How accurate are you on major earthquakes?
Not real accurate. So my real accuracy, where I'm really, really accurate is when I'm being filmed.
What do you mean by that? Filmed?
I started out 2 weeks before the exposure of the clandestine program, Stargate.
Right.
I did an ABC special where I demonstrated remote viewing double blind. It was called Put to the Test. It was the first actual live demonstration of remote viewing double blind on national level television. Since then, I've done 136 demonstrations of double blind remote viewing on national level television in six countries.
Pretty accurate. Consistent, I should say. That's your better word.
I'm running 88%.
Oh, my gosh, Joseph. That
is way above my normal average.
Why would you be so high over your average?
Well, there's a theory about it. And the theory goes that the more incredibly important the targeting, the better the results. And there's nothing more important than being exposed to a large public viewing audience on national level television. Most of my remote viewing recently, over the last 4 years, has been in Japan, for instance, where I've established a viewing public of approximately 37 million people. And all of my viewing in Japan has been missing people, which is the hardest targets of all.
Why is that?
The way my targets are done, the film crew flies in from Japan to my home in Virginia, and they bring the name of a missing person with a birth date in a sealed envelope, and they set up five cameras in my dining room, and they come in, and I come in and sit down, and they bring in the sealed envelope, and they drop it in front of me. Actually, they give it to my wife, and she brings it in and drops it in front of me on camera. And then I describe the person whose name is contained within the envelope. So if it's a 13-year-old girl who's missing, and I describe a 56-year-old man, then they just say stop, and we go to the next missing person.
Right.
But if I describe a 13-year-old girl, then they say, please describe the location of the missing person. So I know that I'm at least right about the missing person. So I began by describing an area of Japan or an area of Korea or wherever I perceive this person might be. They could even be in the United States, for all I know. And then I describe the city location. And I do that by laying out the subway system or the train station system, the parks, the major buildings, some of the major buildings, and things like that. I then draw those buildings in as much detail as possible so they can be used to specifically identify the city.
And it's, it's like a picture, isn't it?
Right. I try to give as much detail about the city as possible so they can specifically identify the city by its buildings or by its parks or by its castles or whatever might be there. And then I pick a spot closest to where the person lives that's identifiable. It might be a train station or a restaurant or a building face, something they can identify. And I draw that as clearly as I can. And then I say, from that point, you go left, and I mark out the street map. And I say you go three streets and you make a left turn. And you go eight streets and you make a right turn. And if it's a curving street, I draw in the curves and everything. And at the end of that street, wherever that is, I say there's a house or an apartment building or whatever. And I draw the building that that person lives in. And I say what floor, what apartment. Or I say what room in the building or whatever. And then they take all of this material, and they go back to Japan, and they turn it all over to one of the best detective agencies in Japan. And they assign a camera crew to follow that detective with my material. And he travels. First thing he does, he uses the material to identify the city. And then he travels to that city and then tries to find the buildings in the locations that I've identified.
So how accurate has he been?
He's been pretty accurate. They're usually successful in finding and matching my drawings to the buildings. They show that on television. I usually, when they've done their homework properly, what they usually wind up doing is standing directly in front of the building I've sketched that the person's living in. And in 13 out of 26 cases, the person's name is on the mailbox.
That's amazing, Joseph.
And I found my last trip, and then I fly over for the what they call the chat show portion of the program, where the person's reunited with their family. My last program, they reunited a woman who disappeared at age 3 at the end of the war, and she was reunited with her sister and her family after 60-plus years.
That must have been pretty emotional for everybody.